our liturgical moment. Today we are talking about the salutation. This is something that we say several times throughout the services and through almost all of the services. And it is simply when I say, "The Lord be with you," and then you guys, depending on which service we're in, will say either "and with thy spirit" or "and also with you." And this really is just a greeting. It's a good way to greet each other. It's a good thing to ask the Lord, and that's what we're doing, right? When we're saying, "The Lord be with you," we're praying to the Lord as we ask this, and we're asking the Lord to be with whoever it is that we're talking about. And while we don't always say this explicitly, it's probably worth mentioning that it's, "and that the Lord be with you in a good way," right? That he is with you in his mercy and in his grace, not in his wrath and in his anger. And then, of course, as you guys respond to me, it is always interesting. This is one of the questions they ask at the seminary is, and when it says, "and with thy spirit," who is it talking about, right? Because if you think about it, most of the time when we say spirit in the worship service, we're usually talking about the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Ghost, the third person of the Trinity. This is one of the few places where we're not doing that. When you say, "and with thy spirit," you're actually saying, "and with my spirit." You're basically returning the greeting that the Lord would be with me as well, which I greatly appreciate because I need him just as much as you do. So think about that when we're going through the service here. And like I said, it'll show up several times. So contemplate that, particularly today, I would encourage you to do.